fighters, what's going on? Happy Friday. Listen, as you know, I've been on this Conquer Your Sales series here for a while. It's been super on my mind. I'm seeing a lot of stuff that can help y'all be better at your sales process. And so today, guys, I want to share what I believe, and I normally don't think there's a silver bullet, okay? But a lot of times over through experience and stuff, you kind of learn there's a couple of things that just keep working. And so I'm going to give you one of them here today. Now, this is what I call the golden question, the golden question in being able to sell more of your stuff. Now, let me give you a disclaimer, okay? Here's the disclaimer. In the absence of some of the other things I've talked about in this series, like connecting with their motive, having a right spirit of the conversation and gratitude and just, you know, being overall likable and a good listener and all this other shit, this is just a question. There's no power to it, okay? It's also important to note that, and I've kind of said this already, I think the other day we talked about the motive. Guys, people buy for their reasons, right? And those reasons are generally rooted in pain or pleasure. Okay, we want to have pleasure is like, man, we want to have this big kick-ass backyard getaway. We're super excited, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's not an emergency or anything where, you know, somebody whose fucking toilet leaks upstairs and blasts through the dining room ceiling, that's motivated by pain, or pain could be embarrassment, right? So most, all of us, no matter what you buy, if I'm buying a fucking Snickers in the checkout line, I glance over, I'm buying something else and I buy a Snickers, it's because I want the pleasure of eating the fucking Snickers. So you guys get the point here. When you understand what's important to your potential client, you're going to connect with them in ways that your competitors won't, and that connection is going to lead to trust. And when there's trust, there's a sale. We have a ton of questions, and it's always growing, like hundreds of questions that we have in our scripts and word tracks and things like that that we call them in our Contractor Sales Academy. And what's cool is I might have one and then somebody else will role play with me or hear me say it in a role play, and then that'll give them an idea and it'll spark their own creativity, and then they'll adjust it to work for them. And it's like this never-ending web in a good way of just raising the bar on how we communicate with people, okay, to get to that motive and all that other stuff. But guys, if there were a golden question, so my disclaimer was, in the absence of all that other shit, this is just a question. But a lot of times we get stuck. We don't know what to do. We feel like we're pinned into a corner. We feel like we got to say something. Raise your hand. I'm raising mine right now. If you're ever in a sales situation and you feel a knot in your stomach because you feel like, shit, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to say. And in those cases, we generally start defending ourselves, and that's, and we talk too much, and, you know, we might start defending our price. We might start barking out all the really cool reasons we think they should hire us, and, well, we do really good work and all that other bullshit, right? So the golden question here, and I'm going to give you a couple scenarios and what it would sound like. And unless you've done this, unless you've connected with the motive and all this other stuff, sometimes you're going to hear what I'm about to say and you're be like, that's it. And guys, this is it. Okay. And I'll explain why after I give you these couple scenarios. But the question that can be used in just about every situation is simply, what do you think we should do next? Okay. To me, this is a game changer. What do you think we should do next? So, wow, you're $3,000 higher than all the other companies. What do we normally do? We defend, right? Well, you know, we have overhead and, you know, material prices are high and blah, 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 right? We start justifying. We start defending. Instead, wow, you're $3,000 higher than all the other companies we got bids from. Yeah, I've heard that before. What do you think we should do next? And you notice how I just shut up there for about 5 seconds? Okay. Or a variation of, what do you think we should just, that's interesting. What do you think our next move is here today? Okay. Or, you guys charge a consultation fee to come out and look at the job in person? Yeah, we do. I know most companies don't. What do you think we should do next? What do you think our next move is here, Dave? Okay. It's that simple. Guys, it's that simple. And the challenge here is for you to just try it and shut your fucking mouth, because they will lead you with their answer 100% of the time. And I told you I was going to close with why this works. Okay. Number one, guys, this is a great question for a few reasons. The first is you're implying a partnership with the client by using the word we. You're not going into defensive mode. Okay. Secondly, you avoid needing to justify why your company does things a certain way. Okay. Yeah, this is just the way we do things. In fact, one of my partners, Derek, in our sales academy, you know, he'll say something the extent of, yeah, I know it's crazy. We charge $500 to come out and see. It's ridiculous. You know, what do you think our next move is here? You just affirm it. You're affirming. You're not defending. Okay. So you avoid needing to justify. Next one here, guys. Next reason is that you're putting the ball in their court. You're not defending. You're not justifying. You're not getting all bent out of shape. You're just agreeing and then going, what do you think? What should we do? And you're putting the ball in their court. And I always tell you, you're actually taking control of the sales situation. Okay. Because you're giving them control. Okay. And then the final thing here, guys, you'll have an opportunity to find a better solution because they're the ones that are going to propose it. All right. So one of the times I use this golden question, if you want to call it that, I forget the exact dollar amount and scenario, it was a million years ago, feels like that, but it was something along the lines of, Tom, you're twice the price of everybody else. I mean, this is so much more money. They didn't ask me a question. They just made a statement, right? And I said, yeah, I know it can get pretty expensive. Where do you think we should go from here? And I shut my mouth and it was really awkward. And what seemed like 3 minutes was probably 7 seconds. He said to me, well, what if I were able to get you, half the money or all the money by, you know, X amount by when the job is done, and could give me two more weeks to pay the balance. See, he didn't have a problem with the price. He didn't have a problem with the value we were bringing. His problem was his timing of the money and where he was going to pull the money from. And a lot of times I've been in that situation before I honed my skills as a salesperson, guys, where I'd be like, yeah, well, you know, we're really expensive. And if we're that much more, I could give you a 10% discount. Sometimes we do that to ourselves, right? We take money out of our own pocket. We steal from our families. So when you learn to ask good questions like this, like I said, you're implying a partnership. You're not justifying or defending. You're putting the ball in their court. You're in control because you're giving control. And then you're giving them an opportunity to solve the problem. So guys, if I had a golden question, gun to my head, this is the one I'm giving you. All right. Hopefully this helps you on your next sales adventure. Okay. Cause I know it's helped me a lot through the years. Super appreciate you guys hanging out with me here today. Head to thecontractorfight.com/bridge. If you want to learn some more, super secret ninja word tracks that you can practice and work on and evolve to make your own so that you can conquer your sales process. Appreciate you guys. Have a great weekend.